Mr. Robertson, we have, as you mentioned at the beginning, a two-item issue here. I'd like to take one and take one.
Okay.
And then you tell me, well, it'll be up to the rest of the board members. I'd like to address the special use exception in a motion. And I would move that we deny case number 13060. I feel that the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Dr. Carson, if you could, either depending on when you do it, either in your vote or now, if you could give some reasons to support that.
I don't think I have a charge for that, sir. I think the question is that I have to ask the question, do I think that the neighbors are being adversely affected by the potential request that comes from the special use exception? In my opinion, that they are adversely being affected.
I'll second that. And I do believe the homeowners that have spoken this week and 2 weeks ago have been affected by this use, as they've stated, and their concerns with the dust, you know, citing pictures and with detail, their vehicles being covered. That is an adverse effect in my opinion.
I have a motion and a second to deny the special use exception. Mr. Hastings.
I'm going to vote nay.
Mr. Lemongov.
And just so we're clear in voting nay, you're voting against the motion to deny it.
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're clear on the record.
I vote aye, but I do need to express, for the amount of material that they have on site, they need to be able to have at least a legitimate amount of time, if the vote goes forth, to be able to get rid of that pile that they have on site of at least, probably at least 180 days would be my suggestion.
I would say let's see how the motion goes. And then if the special use exception is denied, revisit that. So
yeah,
that would be the remedy, depending on how the motion gets.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Voting aye.
And I vote nay. So with a vote of 3-2, your special use exception request is denied.
Okay. Well, with that, because the special use exception has been denied, we don't need to get to the potentially hazardous use question, because that's contingent on the special use exception aspect of it. Mr. Lovengooth had the comment that there is material on that site that, you know, I don't think in light of the denial of the special exception that you can allow a time frame to crush it, because that's counter to the decision you all just made. And on top of that, the other issue is because it's been denied, they wouldn't have the zoning approvals then to get the necessary agency approvals that would be required for doing that operation. But if it was your idea that, you know, you wanted, and this is almost more for staff and the applicant, that there would be a requirement that they remove the concrete debris that's there within a specified amount of time, that you can, you know, direct that. I would say do that in a motion, so it's an action of the board, though, you know, when you take that into account. And I don't know what a reasonable amount of time is. It's probably not forever, but also not a couple weeks either, you know.
So I mean, they can't crush it, so it's got to be hauled out of there.
It would have to be hauled out.
Yeah. Ask the applicant what a good amount of time is. I would think 180 days.
I mean, you can ask her if you know. You can certainly, you know, establish that time frame as well. I'm hesitant to ask the applicant at this point because we've closed the record on the hearing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, in lieu of this discussion, I propose that we, I'd like to make a motion that we allow them 180 days to be able to move the amount of material that they have on site at a minimum.
A minimum or a maximum? 180 days maximum, I think.
180 day maximum, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second for 180 days for removal of the excess concrete that's there now. Dr. Corson?
Voting aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Vote nay to that also.
Mr. Lovengoth?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So, vote of 4-1, county would ask that you remove the concrete there in 180 days.
Thank you.
Thank you.